Well, Ollie, first of all, a result, UCD beating Dundalk. Not too many people expected that, but does that alter your thinking going into the Rovers game at all?
No, in fairness, I don't think it was a huge surprise to us. Well, the fact that the one possibly, we always felt that UCD had improved, and they certainly have. I think that's the first time they've beaten Dundalk in many, many a year. We know firsthand what they have, and while people would like to underestimate them, I think last night was certainly told a tale of what level they're at. I've told you about their strengths before, both in their management team and a lot of lads that from Donegal, lads we had ourselves with Sam, Michael Gallagher, Jack Keeney, but they have improved. Probably the fact that they may as well have been full time in the last number of months, and the fact that college wasn't on as in lectures and that. I'm just hoping that maybe when the lectures restart they might go back, but they have kicked on and improved. I've seen them a number of times and they've got better. I think we have got better to a degree also, but we need to get better again to have any hope of trying to get to a playoff, Chris.
Well, defeat last time out against St. Pat's, but another good performance, and you know, certainly you could get positive points from that. You have a couple of players back from suspension, so a little bit of tinkering with the first 11 again.
Yeah, well, obviously we've another player out from suspension as a result of the Pat's game. We've a number of lads that are out injured, and tomorrow would be too soon for them to come back in, and we've got to look at that. We've got 7 games left, including tomorrow. We pray to God that it's 8, if you understand what I mean by that, with a playoff. But, you know, we're probably starting with the most difficult of those 7 games away from Tala. It's a venue we've found very difficult to get results over the years, albeit now and again. We've got a draw here and there, but you're playing against them where they're coming off a game in Europe on Thursday night where they're outstanding, albeit the fact that they only drew. They're coming from a serious, serious level, and we need to get somewhere near that to make it difficult for them.
And tell us just briefly a little bit about your latest acquisition, a Jordanian striker who came on against St. Pat's. So can we expect to see him at some stage again, do you think?
Yeah, Jaime is someone that we tried to get in the window over 12 months ago, in that August window of 2021. It didn't happen. It was him that instigated this one. Basically, his difficulty is he hasn't played since May. He needs to get match fit and sharp. And I've no doubt that he'll be helped us when that happens. But we need to get him up to speed very quickly because we're running out of games, Chris.